Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and I am back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea K, and if you all are just tuning in to the Living in Pursuit podcast, I am a vessel of God. I'm literally taking away the titles, like, because God keeps shifting. Okay, God keeps shifting my assignments, so I don't know what to call myself at this point. But all I can really say is I am a true, true vessel of God, and you will be blessed by listening to this podcast. So please subscribe, please leave a review, please leave a rating. And if you haven't, go back and check some of our old episodes. We have been rocking with each other for the past 2 years. We've recently reached a milestone of 100 episodes. So I am truly excited just to see what God is doing and what he's getting ready to do. So if you haven't, go ahead and check those episodes out. Let me know how you feel. If it was encouraging to you, if it was helping, share it. Please share it with someone you love. So today's episode is another prophetic word. Look, when the Lord speaks, he speaks, and he's been very, very, very consistent about the way he wants us to live. He's been talking to me very consistently about living righteously, living right, not only living in pursuit of everything that he has for us, but the way you live is very, very important. And one thing he highlighted to me a couple of days ago was everybody that, you know, that's calling themselves a Christian, they're not living this lifestyle like you think they are. People that, you know, profess and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, they really don't live by the word. They literally just think, oh, I'm a Christian because I believe in Jesus Christ. And that's, you know, that is what it is. You are. But are you living this lifestyle? Are you really diving into the word? Are you really into this thing? Like, are you on the course of dying to your flesh? Are you dying daily? Are you in the word? Do you have your nose in the book, right? Are you treating people right? Are you living righteously? Are you consecrating your flesh? Are you saying no to sin? How are you living, right? So he's been highlighting that to me. And one thing in particular that he wants me to share with you all today is choosing the right path. I've talked a little bit about this in the last episode. And the last episode, I really just noticed that God had been speaking to me through scripture about this word pathway or path. And like I mentioned in the last episode, I went to the park on this Saturday, this past Saturday. And while I was there, the Lord literally brought me to like this area of the park where it had like a pathway. It was like a straight and narrow path, right? And I immediately just thought about the scripture and the other scriptures that have the word path in it, straight and narrow path. He will guide me in all of my ways and this and this and that. You know, all of the scriptures, right? So he led me to a few other scriptures that I'm going to share with you all today. Also going to be talking about choosing the right path. This is applicable to not only your life, your lifestyle, but your marriage, your relationships that you are about to enter into, opportunities, business deals, business partners, friendships, whatever relationship that you're about to enter into, especially if you are trying to rebuild or structure or build a better relationship with God. This ideology of choosing the right path is very, very important. And so, yeah, we're going to dive in that today. I have a testimony that I'm going to share. And this episode is going to be more so in the relationship spectrum. God has been speaking to me a lot about relationships as well. So let's just go ahead and get into it. So I heard in my spirit, not only, you know, was I studying these psalms that I'm going to share with you all regarding the word path. Not only am I going to be sharing that with you, but that has been in my spirit a lot. Pathway. It keeps coming up. And the people around me keep saying path. And I'm like, Lord, what you? Oh, okay. So I recently heard in my spirit, how can two walk together unless they agree? And that scripture is found in Amos chapter 3, verse 3. It literally says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Whew. This agreement is the agreement that you make every single day. You agree with your spirit more than you agree with your flesh. You are led by your spirit more than you are with your flesh. This agreement is literally an agreement that you and God have established for one another. God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to agree to let you lead the way. God, I'm agreeing to your ways. I'm agreeing to submit to you. I'm agreeing to love you. I'm agreeing to this, right? I'm agreeing to this lifestyle of Christianity. I'm making this agreement. I'm making this lifestyle change. I'm making this decision, right, to fully become a Christian, to fully be in right relationship with you, God, right? So that's the agreement. When you enter into a relationship with somebody, there comes another agreement. It's not just the papers that you sign, the legal documents that you sign on your wedding day. It's an agreement. I'm going to agree to love this person. I'm going to agree to build myself up in the word for them, not just for me. I'm going to agree to consecrate my flesh for them. I'm going to agree with the word of God when it comes to who I'm attached to. I'm going to agree with the word of God when it comes to situations and circumstances and trials and tribulations when I enter into a relationship or a partnership with this person. It's an agreement. It's like a holy contract. It's a holy contract. I'm agreeing to live my life a certain way based on the principles that God teaches us in his word. So it's an agreement, right? So how can two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? If you're on one path, if you've chosen this path and you've chosen to make this agreement, this lifestyle of Christianity, and you're being celibate, right? You're being filled with the Holy Spirit. You're doing things right. You're loving people. You're producing the fruits of the Spirit, right? You're allowing God to cultivate your gifts. You're in this realm, right? Like, you're out of the world. You're no longer in the world. You've literally been transformed into another person. You've died to your old self. So the agreement that you make to be in a relationship with somebody, it has to align with God's standards. It has to align with the agreement that you made with God. If it does not, how can you two walk together in unity, in love? How can y'all walk together if you don't see eye to eye, right? And I believe it's in 1 Corinthians when Paul is addressing the church and talking about marriage. There's a scripture in there, or there's like a whole paragraph in there that talks about marrying somebody who isn't a believer. I don't know all of the context to that. I was literally trying to understand what God was trying to tell me, like the revelation in that. So I'm going to leave that alone. That ain't my area of expertise. But what I am going to say is this season is very important for you. You do not have time to be unequally yoked with somebody. You do not have time to be dragged back into the world after you've made an agreement with God. After you've made the decision to live right. You do not have time to go backwards, to go back to Egypt, to go back to anything in your past that does not align with the agreement that you made with God. That's who I'm talking to today. Okay? So God put a memory back on my mind about the time I was exercising with my now ex. And I'm not going to say his name or whatever like that, but we were running and we were like exercising, running, going jogging and stuff. And I started getting tired, so I had to walk, right? He got ahead of me and he didn't look back. He just kept going and didn't even care if I was okay, right? He just wanted to get to his destination. Look. It's something in that already, okay? So he's running. I'm walking. I'm taking my time. He's hurrying. He's rushing. He's trying to get there. I'm taking my time. I'm going to get there regardless, but I'm taking my time. I'm being patient, right? So he didn't want to take his time. He was only concerned about himself. So I finally caught up to him a little bit, but even then he started going faster. So I'm sitting up here like, does this dude not care? What if I pass out on the side of the road? You gone. You ain't even gonna know, right? Like, you're not even concerned enough to see if I'm okay, to see if, you know, I'm behind you. Like, you're leading the way, right? Or you're supposed to be leading the way and you're getting ahead of me. And God immediately, even in that moment, when I saw him take off again, God in that moment spoke to me. Y'all know what he said? He said, "You two are on two different paths." And I'm like, Lord, thank you for bringing that back up. I really think the Lord wants me to do a series, a relationship series. I have the next one planned out. I'm probably going to do it sometime this week. I'm not going to wait a whole week because, you know, the revelations and stuff be changing and coming and changing and coming. So I'm working on a relationship series, right? So please stay tuned. If you haven't already subscribed, pause this episode and subscribe. So God was like, y'all are on two different paths. And I literally saw like him going this way and I was going that way. And that's what he showed me. But while I was in the park on this past Saturday, he reminded me of that again when I actually saw, like, y'all, I'm literally in the park and I see a straight and narrow path, a road, like a little walkway, right? And it split off into two different directions. And God literally brought me back to that memory. And I immediately knew what he meant. Like, when he told me that then, I knew what he meant. Because at that time, I was trying to force something. I was trying to force a relationship. I was trying to force love. I was trying to, again, see if this thing was going to work. You know, mothers. Are there any mothers that's listening? Have you ever been in a position where, of course, you want your family? You want your family to be together. You want the love. You don't want, who is this for? You don't want your child to be without their dad. But it's hard and it's very difficult. And God has already told you that that's not going to be the end of your story. So you've had to detach and separate yourself from your child's father, and you've been grieving and you've been kind of hurt about this, but you're also understanding that you two are on two different paths. You've seen that person. You've seen their ways. You're going this way and they're going that way. How can two walk together unless they agree? My God. So I knew that it was over, but I was trying to, you know, force it. But it eventually ended. So God had been stirring up my gifts at that time. I started prophesying. I started speaking in tongues. I was gaining more wisdom and insight and knowledge and things of the spirit, right? This person, my ex, he was resistant. And he wasn't worried about that. He wasn't doing that, right? But I was. And I was in the word daily, every day. He wasn't. I chose to listen to worship music. He didn't. Everything that I did, he did the opposite. And therefore, we didn't get along. I was the one trying to, convert him. You need to get right with God. You know, I was the one that was just trying to, you know, push him into this, you know, this lifestyle that I had created, or me and God had created. And God literally was speaking to me even then, telling me, this ain't gonna work. Before you get married, before you make a bad decision, before you choose the wrong path, let me stop you dead in the middle of your tracks. This ain't gonna work, sweetie pie. It hasn't been working. So it's not gonna work, period. So I let it go. And we were indeed unequally yoked. The fact that he wouldn't wait for me to catch up for him let me know that he wasn't willing to be patient with me. That situation made me see his intentions, his spirit, where he was mentally, spiritually, right? I'm so deep. I'm such a deep person. Like, I see the deepness. I see God in every single thing. So even that gesture, or even that lack of support, that lack of attentiveness or attention, that let me know that he wasn't willing to be patient with me. And what love is, right? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, love is patient, love is kind. And that let me know for sure, this ain't the business. And it's crazy because we've been broken up for months, but as God is preparing me for my husband, like literally preparing me for marriage, I'm just now getting a deeper revelation about this. So we've been talking about being unequally yoked. We've talked about being renewed, etc. But God wants to shed light on the path you take when it comes to who you choose as a spouse. My God, we have free will, right? God gives us free will. But if you choose somebody that's not going in the same direction, same pathway as you, you're going to miss your blessing. I'm gonna say that again. You're going to miss your blessing. Okay. You have to make sure that the person who is courting you, or who will court you, you have to make sure that they are in alignment with what God already showed you, with the word of God, with the agreement, right? If not, he ain't the one. I'm gonna say that again. If it ain't, he ain't the one. Your kingdom spouse has to love God as much as you do. Why? Because he's going to be the one who sharpens you, who sees your blind spots, who pours into you, who treats you like God treats you, love you, care for you, is patient with you. The person that you choose to be in a marriage with, you are going to have to be fruitful together. The word literally says, go be fruitful and multiply. How can y'all be fruitful if y'all not even equally yoked? How can you be fruitful if none of you has the fruits of the spirit? Hello, one of the fruits of the spirit is patience. One of the fruits of the spirit is love. So anything that man projects in front of you, anything that he shows you, it has to mimic the word of God. It has to coexist, right? It has to show you what God already showed you. I know y'all got journals, okay? Y'all got journals, y'all got notes of things that God has already told you. Oh, your kingdom husband is going to be this, your kingdom husband is going to be that. Y'all know. So this is just a confirmation. But when you are dating, when y'all are, and matter of fact, God say, going back to the word that I released a couple of months ago, it's not going to take that long to date. It's not going to take that long to date, because you and this agreement that you're making with God, he is going to be the one who shows you what you're getting yourself into. He's going to give you the glimpses. He's going to give you the knowledge, the revelation that you need. This memory literally came out of nowhere. And then the next episode that I'm planning was another memory. So God is literally using these memories and these examples and my experiences that I went through to confirm what he already said. Like, that's going to be for everything. God is going to confirm where you are to live, where you are to move to, who your husband is going to be, if he's the one. God is going to confirm everything he said according to his word. That's why you have to be a bookworm right now, okay? You literally have to be so deep in this word that you are able to stay in alignment with God, because the counterfeits are coming. Let's say that. The counterfeits are coming, okay? Not only do I have to be on my P's and Q's and be in the word, but you do too. Why? Because your destiny is just as important as mine. Your gifts are just as important to God. Your impact, your influence as a mother, as a wife, as a whatever, as a husband, as a servant leader, as a whatever, it's very important. It's just as important to God, right? So you have to be able to know and to be able to look for what God, where the confirmations are going to come from. What do I mean? You have to be so inclined to God's voice that when that confirmation comes, when that man walks into your life, when that opportunity comes, you're going to know. Like, it's not going to be hard. That's why he said dating is not going to be like that hard. It's not going to be that long. It's not going to take 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months for you to figure out if he's the one or if she's the one. Like, no, because you're going to be in alignment. You're going to stay in alignment. The path that you choose is going to be, God is going to show you what's on that path. Let's just say that. He's going to confirm what's on that path. If anything that comes your way ain't in that pathway, don't entertain it. The path that God chooses for us leads us to the purpose and plan that he has for our lives. So the path that you choose will either be something that you've concocted, something that you've felt out of feeling, out of emotion, out of flesh, or it's going to be according to the Spirit, what the Spirit wants, what the Holy Spirit wants for you. No, I want you to go this way, not that way. No, I don't want you to go backwards. I want you to keep going forward. I want you to choose this person. This is the one I have for you. Mind you, God ain't going to choose nobody that you ain't attracted to. God ain't going to choose nobody. Like, come on. Come on. Y'all, look, discernment. We talked about this a few months ago. Discernment is going to be very, very pivotal for you this month. Ooh, this month and leading into March, it's going to be very pivotal for you. Okay. So if anybody approaches you, you have to be able to choose the right path for you according to what God already showed you and according to the word of God. Well, Dre, I don't really know what to study. I will give you advice. I would say start at Genesis and make your way through Exodus. Look, start at Genesis, go through the story of Abraham, go through the story of Joseph, go through the story of Rebecca, Sarah, go through the story of Moses. Look, all of that is in Genesis and Exodus. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot of stories in there. It's a lot of revelation, my God, in there, okay? So start at Genesis. So I'm going to share some scriptures in Psalms that God had me to look up on Saturday. I'm going to share them with y'all. I'm going to also put them in the show notes. Like I said earlier, y'all need to be a bookworm. You need to have your nose in the books. Because honestly, I feel like some of y'all are depleted. I feel like some of y'all are on your last leg or on your last hope or on your last bit of faith. Some of y'all have been trying to force things. Some of you all have been trying to force a revelation. Ooh, some of y'all have been trying to force an instruction from God. Some of you have been trying to force your way into an industry, force your way into a situation, force yourself out of your circumstances, right? And you're depleted. You've gone away from God and you haven't been focused on the path that he chose for you. You haven't been in agreement with God. Even when he not talking, even when it seems like he's left you, even when it seems like he's silent, God is still on this pathway. He's just waiting for you to catch up. And I really feel like some of you need to take a social media fast. I feel like some of you need to put your projects down, whatever you're working on in your business, whatever you're working on creatively. I really feel like some of you need to take a day or two or take the weekend to really seek God and fast. Some of y'all have not been fasting. Some of y'all have been so caught up in your assignment or so caught up in the next steps that you haven't even been journeying with God. You haven't been allowing him to show you things. You've been missing the mark. You've been missing the revelation. You've been missing the point. And some of you all just need to take a break, myself included. Some of y'all need to really get back in alignment and really not negotiate your agreement, because some of y'all, God done showed you some things and y'all sitting up here questioning him like, God, are you sure? Like, I don't know. I don't know if this is correct. I don't know if this is right. I don't know if God really said what he said. You trying to renegotiate the agreement that you made. God say, your name is signed on the dotted line. He say no backsies. No backsies. Okay. Keep going. Endure. Have some patience. My God, God been talking to me a lot about patience. Have some patience. Going back to the scripture mentioned in the last episode, James 1 verse 4, and this is in the King James Version, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Another version says lacking nothing. Remember the last episode, God wants to strengthen your patience. He wants patience to finish its work so that you lack nothing. Verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Like, look, some of y'all are depleted. Some of y'all are tired of waiting on God. Some of you all are choosing different paths. Y'all, some of y'all are about to give up. Some of y'all are like about to throw the towel in. God, I don't even want to do this no more. God, I don't even, want to fool with you like that anymore. Like some of y'all, like it's this strife that's being created, this rift that's being created in your relationship with God. And you're just about like, I don't know if I can do this Christian thing anymore. I don't know if I can be celibate anymore. I don't know if I can be patient. I don't know. And that right there is a clear indicator that you need to go on a fast. You need to fast from at least 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with no food, only water, only drinks. And you really need to get in the Word of God. Even if you at work, get the YouVersion app on your phone. Listen to a sermon. Listen to an old podcast episode or something, right? something that has to do with this subject, this topic. But y'all need to start filling your mind and your heart with the word of God so that you continue to choose him, so that your relationship doesn't get rocky and you start trying to go another way, right? God literally has been telling me the path you take, the path that you choose, is going to determine where you end up in life. And I literally had to go back and think about all of the paths that I took on my own. I'm about to share the scriptures with y'all. I know y'all like, oh, girl. So, but I'm saying, like, I literally had to go back and think about the different paths, the different decisions that I made out of flesh. God had to remind me of the decisions that I made in my flesh, in my feelings, when I didn't fast, when I didn't come to him first, when I didn't choose the path that he wanted me to take, even if I didn't know all the details, even if I wasn't trusting him like that. But I literally had to think about that and realize every time I chose a path for myself, it ended in destruction. It ended in lack. It resulted in me having to lose something. Something that I loved. Something that I wanted for myself. It caused me to have to come back to God harder. Like he had to undo more than he had intended, because I chose the wrong pathway. So, let's go ahead and get into the scriptures. Psalms 25, verse 4. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Psalms 23 and 3. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. One thing, hold up, y'all. One thing God reminded me was that he wants to get you to the promised land. He wants to get you there. He wants to give you all of these blessings. But understand, his name is on it. Like, his reputation is on the line, not just yours. God's reputation. You are God's representation. He has to make sure that you represent him correctly. So God is going to keep his promise, but he's also going to make sure he protects his reputation when it comes to you. So he's going to make sure, you know, he guides you on the right paths. But as it says, for his name's sake. That's why he has to get the glory for what you do. He has to get the glory for your relationship. That's why you can't choose wrong. You can't choose the wrong path in this season. Because how he going to get the glory if you choosing Bozo instead of Boaz? How God going to get the glory if you choosing fame over godly influence? How is he going to get the glory? Oh, okay. Psalms 119, verse 104. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. I understood why you allowed me to go down that path, the path that I wanted. I understood the lesson in that. I now understand the revelation in that. I understand the consequences and the results of my imperfections. Psalms 119. 105, verse 105, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Psalms 119, verse 35, direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Where God is leading you, it's not going to be sorrowful. It's not going to be too much. It's not going to be devastating. It's not going to be desolate. You're going to find delight in it. You're going to find delight in the man or the woman that God chooses for you. You're going to find delight in that career. You're going to find delight in that industry if God leads you there according to his commands, according to his path. Proverbs 2 and 9. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Every good path. Every path that God takes you on. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. One that we all should know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 13 through 15. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways. Verse 14, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. God saying, don't be like them. Choose my path. Don't choose the path that these people telling you to go on. Choose the path that I have for you, please. So again, I'm saying, make the right decision. Choose the right path, you all. I can't stress that enough. That's all I got for you all today. Please come back for another episode this week. Pray that I endure this process. I too am being pruned of patience. I too am going through some things. Okay. So I completely understand the depletedness. Is that a word? I understand it. Right. And I'm here for y'all. I know that y'all are there for me, so I'm here for you, period, point blank, you know, whatever, whatever. And yeah, that's all I got for y'all today. Make sure you leave a review. Make sure you leave a rating. Make sure you subscribe to the Living in Pursuit podcast. If this episode was encouraging to you, please share it. Go on YouTube, follow my YouTube channel. I post frequently on my YouTube and my TikTok. Fresh revelations, okay? Whatever God speaks to me at that day, at that time, I usually post it on my social media platforms, on YouTube and TikTok. So Drea K TV on YouTube, the Drea K on TikTok. I love you all, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.